On each one and then check your turkey.
Mom, I already stuffed it, seasoned it, and basted it. What do you want me to do next? Give it a massage?
Whatever floats your boat. You still mashing those yams?
I'm trying to get the fly.
Oh, man, it's a big one too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll just add some raisins.
Okay. Mom!
All right, just throw it away and start a whole new batch. Becky, look! It came out of its hole to forage for food. I hear sometimes you can actually get them to eat right out of your hand. Get the camera.
Well, that was so funny. I'm going back to bed.
Guess what, Darlene? You're making the fruit salad.
Guess what, Becky? You're a big mole.
Guess what, Darlene? You're making the fruit salad or else I'm going to break your neck.
Oh, man.
Dan, could you go out to the garage and bring in the card table and dust it off?
Oh, sure, I could, but then I miss the Bears-Lions pregame show, and that would be wrong.
Well, you're not going to park your butt out there on that sofa while the rest of us are in here slaving away.
What exactly is it that you're doing?
I'm pacing myself.
Hey.
Hey. Grocery patrol reporting as ordered.
All good. Roseanne's famous homemade pumpkin pies.
Don't forget your famous homemade dessert topping. All right, I'm out of here.
Where do you think you're going?
Home to change. I'll be back in an hour.
No way. You're going to go home and hide out from Mom and then come back at 6 and say you had cramps.
No, I'm not doing that this year, Roseanne. I'm a different person. I can handle my mother.
Although the terrible bloating may force me to leave early.
I'm done with the stupid fruit salad.
Aren't you supposed to peel the fruit?
Hey, I'm not going to eat any of this crap. I don't see why I should have to make any of it.
You're not having dinner with us?
No, I opt not to celebrate the exploitation of Indians by a group of religious fanatics.
Good point. No sale.
I just want to hang out in my room alone. Why can't you people understand that?
God, Dan, your daughter is really starting to get on my nerves.
Big, we're gonna have to start calling you Big Little Ed.
I swear. He puts on a pound every day.
Well, that's about Dan's average, isn't it, honey?
All muscle, babe.
Let me hold him.
Look at those big blue eyes. Oh, you're so cute. I want one.
Okay, Becky, that's enough for you.
Lonnie, I left the diaper bag in the car. Would you run out and get it?
I'll do it later.
Hey, Lonnie, you like football?
Hate it.
Oh, football's great for hatred. You can hate the refs, hate the opposing quarterback, and you gotta hate those guys whose faces are painted blue.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Roseanne. Hi. Oh, my aching butt.
Stop it, Mother. That is a brand new car.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So how was the drive?
I'd forgotten it was so long.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he couldn't make it. He's a little under the weather.
He's sick? What's the matter with him?
Well, I brought my special stuffing.
Oh, I already made stuffing.
All right. You'll eat your stuffing. Everybody else will eat mine.
Okay, TV timeout. Who needs a drink?
I'd love half a glass of wine.
Oh, what are you? Half a glass of wine. Bring out the bottle.
Yeah? What do you need, Mary?
I need 3 fingers of bourbon and a beer chaser.
One big boy, we're coming up.
Grandma!
Oh, Jackie! Hi. Yellow little hard body. How do you keep that body so damn trim?
Well, it's her nerves. Nervous people are always too thin. It's true. I read it in a magazine.
Oh, Mom, all right, before you even ask, I'm doing great. I don't have a boyfriend right now, but it's because I'm feeling very independent and secure. And as a matter of fact, I feel better about myself than I have in years, and that's the truth.
Well, that certainly was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Becky!
Nice going, Silver Tongue.
Where's Dad?
She says he's sick.
That's weird. I talked to him a couple of days ago. He was fine.
You cut your hair.
Yeah, do you like it?
What's important is that you like it, dear. Roseanne, I notice your table is not set. You do plan on setting it, don't you?
No. I just thought I'd throw all the food on the floor and have everybody fight for it.
Well, I think I'll set the table. Where's the good china?
Over your house till the reading of the will.
Enter and die.
I need a little breather.
Grandma, huh?
Yeah. I mean, she's okay, but sometimes I just
hate her guts?
Yeah. No. Nobody hates their mom. At least you're not supposed to.
Well, mi casa es su casa. Yeah.
Catch her in the rye, huh? Oh, God, that's a good one.
Yeah. Did you read it?
No, but we were assigned to read it in high school. That must have been about my sophomore year. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I had this big crush on Terry Halligan. He was this really great-looking college guy. So I shortened all my skirts and didn't crack open a book for a month. And then report cards came out, and Mom grounded me for a month, and that was the end of Terry Halligan. God, she was always doing stuff like that. I remember this other time.
Jackie, would you like to read a book?
Yeah, sure, why not?
There's some Kurt Vonnegut over there on the top shelf.
Oh, Cat in the Hat. Perfect.
Well, yes, honey, we all miss you so much.
Oh, stop that, Ed. People are listening.
Well, they can hear me, and I said, stop that, and they all know what that means.
Oh, Ed, you're terrible.
Whoa, me wear something strapless? Okay, Dad, but first I'm gonna have to shave my back. Dad, you're an old pervert. Yeah, no, we understand. You got stuck on the road. Well, of course you couldn't see it coming. Buffalo, winter, snow. What are the odds? Yeah, okay, buddy, I'll talk to you when you get back.
Well, listen, honey, I better get going. Jackie needs to use the phone.
You're really sucking up that Chardonnay, Beverly.
It's my first glass, Mother, and quit treating me like a child.
First glass, my aching butt. How much has Grandma had?
6 fingers and a very generous thumb.
Your dad says to save him a big old turkey leg.
His name's Ed, and he's my stepdad.
And he says he misses you.
I'm not sitting at the kids' table.
Oh, it'd be fun. You can talk to Becky.
No way, you guys. I'm 17. I am not watching DJ make another mashed potato town.
Well, looks like DJ is the kiddies' table.
Kind of pathetic, isn't it?
All right, everybody eats in the kitchen. Grab a chair.
I just called Dad again. Still no answer.
I told you he was sick.
Well, how sick is he? Maybe you shouldn't have left him alone.
Oh, he's not that sick. He's fine.
Well, why didn't he pick up the phone?
Well, maybe he didn't hear it. You know, he's nearly deaf in one ear.
Well, how many ears do you have to hear a phone ring?
Well, usually he sleeps on his good one.
Are you buying this?
Not me.
Okay, girls. There is something you should know, but I don't think now is the time.
No way, Mom. Now is the perfect time. We want to know now.
What, you guys have a fight?
We'll talk about it after dinner.
No way. Because there isn't going to be a dinner unless you tell us what the hell's going on.
Fine. This year, your father is spending Thanksgiving with his girlfriend. Now let's eat. My, that turkey smells delicious.
Now, Crystal, that car seat is from Rodbell's. And if you want to take it back, I've put the receipt in the box.
Oh, no, I love it.
Well, Al and I felt the baby would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. There's a little steering wheel mm-hmm. and a little horn. Mm-hmm. There's nothing it can swallow, and you can chew on all of it. Now,
you know, she hasn't stopped yakking until since we sat down. Blah, 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 blah.
The woman's a little okay.
Dad!
Up away.
Dad!
What do you need, Deej?
I can't hear anything anybody's saying.
No wonder the kid can't hear. He's practically sitting in the john.
We'll try to talk louder, DJ.
What?
She said to shut up and eat.
So, Becky, I thought Mark was coming over.
Well, he was supposed to, but at the last minute, he decided to stay home and have TV dinners with his buddies.
That reminds me of the cutest TV show.
No, it doesn't.
So, where's Darlene?
Oh, the daughter of Doom? She's up in her room hiding from the sunlight.
Now I think I got it. You married Dan's father. And Dan is married to my granddaughter. So that makes your baby nothing to me.
Honey, would you stop that? Honey, I said please.
Stop it!
Stop what?
DJ! Well, I hope you all noticed the only thing that kid ate was my stuffing.
I think I lost my appetite.
I'll go talk to her. Nobody touch that plate. I ain't done.
Can I be excused?
Yeah, just get out of here.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
Really? Oh, I'm glad you think so, because this is the last Thanksgiving I'm ever having.
Do you realize there are four generations of our family in this kitchen right now? I'm so proud I could just burst.
I'd pay to see that.
I think I'll have my coffee in the living room.
No, you will not, because you're going to sit right down here and you're going to spill your guts.
Roseanne.
Sit.
What's going on?
It's very simple. Your father has met a younger woman. She's 57 and works in his office.
Well, then you're just going to have to throw his sorry butt out.
No, I will not.
Whoa. You mean you're going to just stay with the jerk?
Well, whoa. We've only heard one side of this story.
Okay, well, he's 60 years old. He's screwing around. That's disgusting. That's his side.
I knew she'd take up for her father. That is so typical.
Oh, I guess none of us here have ever made a mistake. Please.
Should I be hearing all this?
No, get out of here.
Wait a minute. How long has the affair been going on?
Well, I've known about it for a couple of years. And this morning, he finally decided to tell me.
So he's been seeing some office tramp for a couple of years, and you never said anything?
Come on, Beverly, grow up. I mean, you can't let a man walk all over you like that.
I didn't want to rock the boat.
What boat? You don't have a boat. You have a lousy marriage.
Watch your mouth, young lady.
No, I'm serious. This is serious stuff, Mom. People get divorced over stuff like this.
Roseanne, I am too old to start my life all over again. Let me handle it my way.
Well, I'm going to call him and I'm going to tell him exactly what I think. Now, where is he?
This is not about your father, Roseanne. This is about my husband. I want you to stay out of it, please.
You're her mother. Do something.
When she asks me for my help, I'll arrange to have your father killed. But until then, you got to understand. She's scared. She doesn't know how to live alone.
I don't know, maybe it's my fault. Maybe that's the way I raised her. Maybe I should blame myself. Who the hell needs that? Does anybody want any pie?
Oh, come on. You don't want to sneak beers like we did last year?
No.
Then let's at least go down to the mini-mart and get some hot dogs. I'm starved.
Look, I'm trying to read.
My mom says you're having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I could snap any minute.
Is that how come the black clothes?
Uh-huh. They gave them to me at the asylum.
Well, then cut it out. I'm not a kid.
You're a fetus.
Yeah, and you turned into a complete dork.
Yeah, well, people change, Lonnie. Get used to it or die.
Hey. Yeah, I used to be a pretty good Nerf ball player myself. I was going to turn pro, but I got this bum knee.
Did my mom tell you to talk to me?
No, I just came up here to make sure Darlene wasn't having any fun. And anyway, you're out of here. Baby's ready to go.
Yeah, right. He's the boss.
Hey, Lonnie, you know, when my dad's out of town, you got to be the man of the house.
I was the man of the house before your dad moved in.
Okay, forget man of the house. I don't know where I was going with that anyway. Thing is, Lonnie, your attitude, the way you're ticking everybody off all the time. I mean, sure, it's fun for a while, but it's not going to get you anywhere.
Great. I got another new father.
No, actually, you got a new big brother. And if you act like this next Thanksgiving, I'm going to start acting like a real big brother. I'm going to knock you down and sit on your head. Kids.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I got an idea. Once we ditch the fossils, let's go catch a late movie. Your choice. Bloodier the better.
You still don't get it, do you?
No, Darlene, I don't. You've been moping around here for 2 months, and I don't have a clue.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I just want you to stop worrying about me.
I can't help it. I mean, I know we're not best buddies anymore, but we got to be something. We don't even talk anymore. Well, I talk. Nobody listens.
I just want to finish my book.
Well, I just came up here to get Lonnie anyway.
Did I interrupt something?
No, she wants to be left alone.
Who doesn't? Well, what's new at the zoo?
Not much. Oh, thanks, but I'm really not hungry.
This isn't for you. This is mine. Oh, I'm not bothering you, am I?
Oh, no, you're cool.
Oh.
I can't wait to get a place of my own.
Why don't you try New York? They got great Chinese food there.
Anything to get out of Lanford. It's so phony here. I mean, all the kids from my junior high school have totally changed. They think I'm some sort of freak just because I don't kiss up to the juniors and seniors.
I know exactly how you feel. Where I come from, if you don't play bridge 12 hours a day, they think you're a communist.
Why can't people just let you be yourself?
Hmm.
Have you ever felt like you don't want to talk to anybody? You know, like you just need to figure things out?
Hmm.
It's like I get this perfect image in my head of what I want to be, but then I go to school and all of a sudden I'm just this total geek again.
You're young. You got to give it time.
Yeah, I won't tell that to my parents. I mean, they always want to know what the problem is, but how am I supposed to tell them if I don't even know?
Darlene, you got to be patient with them.
I guess.
Have a little turkey.
Oh, no, thanks. I've decided to quit eating meat.
Well, the stuffing you're scoffing down is full of meat.
Oh. Well, I meant big chunks of meat.
Well, thanks again, Roseanne. I had a wonderful time.
Gee, what does it take to make you miserable?
Well, anyway, the food was good.
But,
Yeah, Lonnie, drop by the shop sometime. I'll put you to work.
That's cool. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Hey, Crystal, you tell my dad if he leaves me alone for the New Year's games, I'm going to kick his butt.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, I don't want any arguments, Roseanne. I'm sleeping on the pullout tonight. I don't care how lumpy it is.
Why, I thought we had Nana Mary this year.
Why, no way. I've got Nana Mary.
Come on, Jackie. These party poopers are turning in. Let's hit a bar.
Mom, I guess I'll see you when I see you.
Good luck with your trucking career.
Good night, Grandma.
I'll see you, Nana.
Hey, caveman, don't get fresh with me.
Getting fresh with you? I'm just brushing you for silverware, you crazy bat.
I got it.
Come back real soon, Nana.
Why?
Oh, Dan, my overnight bag is in the car. Would you mind getting it?
Heck yes, of course I would.
Okay, Grandpa. Mom, it's Grandpa Harris.
Your father wants to talk to you.
Hi, Dad. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Listen, I talked to Mom, and she, told me that you weren't feeling very good. So we're gonna send some leftovers home with her for you.
That's a good girl.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to get together with you either, Dad. Yeah, we'll sit down and we'll have ourselves a great little chat. Yeah, well...
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, there's no fruit salad.
Yeah, well. It's weird about Grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 90. I didn't think that was medically possible.
Well, man, you missed a great one this year.
Well, maybe next year.
No way. Uh-uh. No, not with these relatives. I made you a plate, though.
Oh, I'm not that hungry.
Good, because I ate it an hour ago.
Still not smoking, huh?
Oh, yeah. I ate your pie, too.